Oh, hi, Joel. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Well, I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And when I look at the card that we have on file, it says that it expired in December, so this month. So I don't know if maybe they sent you a new one with
Saw an email and about that. And
yep.
I wasn't sure what it was implying that I was going to call, and I never did, but glad you called. Yeah, it did. I got a new card. It's the same number. It's just a different expiration.
Okay.
Yep. Number.
That'll trigger this error that we're getting. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So the card still ends in 6115, so we don't need to put it in. I already have it stored. So what's the new expiration?
11:30.
And then the code?
634.
634. Okay, and then it's still the 3619 Rolling Forest Drive for the billing address, correct?
Correct. And what was what's the monthly total on that?
It's just $249.
Okay, and that's a month, right?
Correct. Yep, it's a month. So let me just get your
authorization. I need to talk to somebody about my SEO. SEOs.
Okay.
Y'all are doing that and how that's going. And, who's doing my Facebook? Because I don't ever get on Facebook. And, but one of that maybe add some more pictures. And
yeah, that's a great idea. So, question, because I see that each month when you pay us $249, they send $100 of that to Google Ads. But we also have an option where you could add $100 each month of Facebook ads. So if you ever, wanted to start some social media advertising, it's an excellent route to go, because what would happen is, you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for any of your services, that they'll get ads on their Facebook news feeds if they are actively searching for, plumbing services. And on the dashboard, I don't know if you've ever gone on your dashboard, but there's a separate section for Facebook ad results. So you can clearly see, how many jobs you're getting through Google or how many are coming through Facebook and, which keywords they're typing in to find you and the zip codes they're coming from. And another benefit to the Facebook ads is just like your Google ads, you can run them wherever you like without having an address there. So let's say that there's some high-end areas and maybe they're 20, 30 minutes away and you can't get that reach with the local SEO services, you can absolutely run those ads wherever you like.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like you handle this kind of stuff as well.
I don't do the customer service portion of it or the programming or anything like that, but I do help with setting it up if people want to add, a product. If you want more of like a status update on your account, I can put in a request to customer support and someone will call you back within one business day. But the good news is we're on the West Coast, so it's only 7:42 in the morning, so I'm pretty sure they would call you today. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't necessarily need to call today. I'll probably just call whenever I'll call back when it's a good day or good time and try to get somebody scheduled
And what I'll do in the meantime also is I'll send a message to the technicians to do some performance updates on your account. Also, typically we'll do one post per week on every account. I'll ramp that up for you to 3 posts per week. So that's going to start helping you get better traction. And so maybe with these adjustments, you won't even have to call. You'll see a boost in your calls. But, of course, if you do want to call, we're here Monday through Friday, of course, 9 to
right.
6 your time, right?
Well,
and
I know that with Facebook, it sometimes they just put the same posts. It's like it's an automated posting,
mm-hmm.
right? Where it's just like the same post every week, over and over. And I don't like the way
that
looks.
So for the people that do 3 posts a week, we'll usually make, 3 or 4 fresh ones and then alternate throughout. But keep in mind, you can also customize posts. So you could always, call that department and say, hey, can you put that I'm running a special for the holidays, or I'm running a special for New Year's, or, there's a 5% off for a new client, or there's a veteran discount, or so if you want some personalized posts, we always welcome that. We always say, the more interactive you are with your campaign, the better results that you'll see. So you can absolutely, customize
now,
those posts.
Can I get on there? Can I get on there and add pictures or customize the Facebook?
Yeah, you should be able to. Do you have the credentials for it, for the Facebook?
I don't know, because I haven't been on it. I just kind of set it up with y'all and then just let it go.
Okay. Yeah, there was a note here from back in May where you spoke with Lily in customer support, and she put you had called in about getting access to the Facebook page.
Yeah.
And she said that they needed to link it to your page, your personal page, so they could send you an invite. So I don't know if that step was ever done or not, but she put that that's what you guys discussed back then. So, yeah, that's something definitely, I could either send them the message or you could call them when you're ready and see if, you can get access to it if they haven't given it to you already, Another thing that you could do, and it looks like you're doing excellent in this department, is, continue with your 5-star reviews that you're getting on Google. You're doing really, really good there, but that always helps you get better results. And then, lastly, have you heard of the Google Guaranteed Exclusive Lead Program by chance?
No, I have not.
Okay. It's a brand new program, just came out May of last year, so a lot of people don't even know it exists. It's an exclusive lead program where you'd have to pass a background check in order to participate. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. So that background check process takes about 4 to 8 weeks. However, because it's a newer program, we're knocking them out closer to the 4-week mark. And how it would work different from a typical lead program, I don't know if you've ever tried Home Advisor or Angie's or Thumbtack, but those types of services are known for selling a lead to multiple companies, 5 or 6 or 7 companies all at once, because that's how they make their money. Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple companies. So if you get a lead through this Google Guaranteed program, it only comes to you, meaning you have a much higher chance of converting it. And all we charge to participate in this is the one-time background check fee of $250, or that's the application fee, if you will. And then once you're approved, the leads only run you about $50.67 each. Now, that's an average. So let's say that it's a smaller job, it might be $48. It might be a bigger job and it's $58. But the average is $50.67 each. And the second benefit is, it's what?
That's a little steep for a lease.
The nice thing about it is you're only charged if it's a valid lead in your industry. So let's say somebody calls you off of that Google Guaranteed program and they say, hey, Joel, are you hiring? You're not going to pay for that because that's not a lead, right? Or let's say that they say, for instance, hey, can you do some repiping in my house? I'm in Las Vegas. Well, you're not, that's not your service area, so you're not going to pay for that. So our department monitors it, and you're only charged if it's a valid lead. So that's where the difference is, because, again, those typical lead services are also known for sending tons and tons of bogus leads, and then you get charged for it, whether it's a valid lead or not, right? So that's the difference. So if you ever wanted to consider this program, I'll send you an email on it so you can familiarize yourself a little bit more. But okay. what they would do once you pass the background check is they would collect the activation budget, which equals 13 leads within the month or $661. So you don't have to take on 13 leads every month, obviously. You take on as little or as many as you like. And then the next month you just pay what, for the ones that you took to kind of replenish that bucket.
Okay. Yeah, send me an email and I'll look it over. And I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And you were able to run the card?
I did get the green light on the payment. Yep, so you're all good to go there. So thank you for taking care of that, and have a really great rest of your week, and a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, too.
Thank you, ma'am. Merry Christmas. And thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye, Joel.